Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. The Tigers coming off of a sweep of Alabama, and now Auburn gets ready for a pair of road matches on Saturday and Sunday at the University of Arkansas. Joined now by Tigers head coach Brent Crouch. Coach, let's talk about this past week. It opened with a very tough match at Tennessee, a top 25 team, and then you come back home, a five-setter in the first match against Alabama, and then a sweep against the Crimson Tide on Sunday. Coach, just kind of evaluate your week of play with the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, the first match against Tennessee didn't go the way we wanted on, you know, the scoreboard, but I felt like we prepared really well for that match and took a step forward during that match, in terms, especially on the defensive side. We got a bunch of blocks. I think we had 10 blocks against Tennessee to their four, and we scrapped really well. They're just a really strong team this year. But it was really all positive, I felt like, leaving Knoxville and heading back. And we had a great practice Thursday afternoon after we bust back, and then another good one Friday, and we were ready to go against Alabama. And really, I thought we had 5 days in a row of just really good effort, steps forward every day in practice and in games. And, you know, I think, you know, once we felt the confidence of, you know, taking some sets from Alabama and then really just kind of burying them, you know, for lack of a better term, in the fifth set, 15-5, I just feel like, you know, that set the stage for, you know, the great win on Sunday, which really we just handled them. You know, the score was what it was, you know, winning in three and holding them into the teens. But really, when you watch the match back through on video, it was really the scoreboard didn't really tell the whole story. We just completely dominated, you know, in all phases of the game. And, you know, everybody's feeling great right now. I think there's a lot of confidence heading into the weekend against Arkansas.
Coach, you made mention this past week of this team continuing to improve its blocking. And we've talked about this aspect as the season has gone along. What has been the key to Auburn's improved blocking as the season progresses?
Yeah, you know, just there's no mysteries here. It's just hard work and practice, spending time on it. You know, like I've said many times on this show with you, we do a read blocking, kind of zone blocking defense. It's not a man-to-man. You know, that requires you to be able to understand what's happening at a high level on the offensive side that you're trying to defend. You can't run a zone defense or a read defense if you don't know how to read and you don't know how to understand situations. But when you do, you can get multiple blockers up all over the place, just like you can in the secondary. You can get, you know, on the football field, multiple, you know, backs on wide receivers if they're reading things the right way. And that just comes with time, understanding situations, and it's happening. And Alabama, I think, you know, they ran a little bit of a slower offense, which, you know, helps when you are doing a zone defense. And, you know, we had 30 blocks, I believe, in eight sets, which is about as elite as you can get. And I think there's still room for growth there. You know, I thought we could have had 50 after watching the video. So, you know, there's some individual commitment from Tatum, and Becca has really grown, making movements on the left side versus their opposites and slide hitters. Val has too. And this thing is just adding up. And I continue to think that we're going to get even better on that end of the ball. And we're going to be able to start getting these kind of blocking matches against teams that run a really fast offense. That's going to be the challenge. Is the next step will be, can we do this kind of performance versus a team that is just super fast to the pins from the setter? And that's the next step. And it's, you know, we'll get a challenge with Arkansas because they run a fast offense.
Speaking of Tatum and blocks, Tatum Shipes named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week. Third time that's happened for Auburn in the last 4 weeks to have that honor. And she was, I guess, one of the leading blockers for you as she sets a career high with 12 in that five-setter on Saturday, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just been spectacular, really. You know, she's always been good with her hands, getting across the net. We call that hand work, how you position it. And she's always been really, really good at that. But the read piece of it now is coming into effect. And, Yeah, 12 blocks. I think that might have actually been a school record too. Yeah, she's just been spectacular along the net, and we expect that to keep going.
All right, let's move forward now. You get ready for another road trip going to Arkansas, a pair of matches on Saturday at 5 and then Sunday at 3. You've been at home for one of these double matches with Alabama. Mm-hmm. What will it be like now to go on the road and be that visiting team as you get ready for double matches at Arkansas, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I really like I like these double match formats, you know, with the same opponent. You get to prepare all week for just one team instead of two, like we used to do. That's great. You get to see if your scouting report is really going to be functional that first night, and you can tweak it for the next one if you need to. You know, in the case of Alabama, we didn't need to tweak it. We just need to execute it a little bit better. And then we did, and, you know, 1-3-0. And so I'm excited about the format. Being on the road means you get to spend more time together during those 2 or 3 days. And that's just a gift, right? You get to have just more individual meetings, more sessions, more meals together. And, you know, this team is really tight knit and likes to be with each other and likes to contribute to these wins together. And so being together on the road, that's the big thing that I like. You know, I mean, playing in a hostile environment and all that, that's always awesome, that it's a challenge, but you just get to spend so much more time together on these road trips. And that will only help us to be able to do that.
Just mentioned that this Arkansas offense will be at a quicker pace than you saw this past weekend with Alabama. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. They run, you know, we time all this stuff out, Andy. We do, you know, it's less than a second that the ball comes from the setter to a hitter at the antenna on both sides. To be really precise, it's usually around 0.9 or 0.95. And Alabama was more like a little bit over a second. Arkansas is in that 0.9 range. And, you know, tenths of a second may not seem like a lot, but it means a ton when you're trying to read situations and make block moves and stop people. And so Arkansas is on that faster end, that 0.9 area. And then when they're setting quick in the middle, it's even faster than that. And they've got two really good outside hitters. And usually teams with really good outside hitters win a lot. And so that their record is not surprising. That's the most important position on the court in terms of generating offense and winning matches. Both of their outsides are solid, and they're just a good team all around. So we're excited about the challenge they present.
Wish all the best this week. Safe travels, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.